Welcome to this audio introduction for the Adelaide season of Kimberley Akimbo, the musical that took Broadway by storm. The book and lyrics by David Lindsay Abeer and the music by Janine Tesori. This is the Australian premiere of the musical and is directed by four-time Helpman Award winner Mitchell Buchel and stars Marina Pryor, Casey Donovan, Nathan O'Keefe and Christy Whelan-Brown. The performance lasts for approximately 2 hours and 30 minutes, including a 20-minute interval. The following introduction takes about 16 minutes to listen to and features information about Kimberley Akimbo, including descriptions of the set and costumes. The live introduction description will be given for Access to Arts by Jules Filkey and Kay Jamison. Please be aware that this performance includes strong language, adult themes, and theatrical haze. Kimberley Akimbo tells the story of Kimberley Lavarko, a 16-year-old, grappling with a rare genetic condition that causes her to age approximately 4 to 5 times faster than is typical. Progeria is characterized by the accelerated appearance of aging, beginning in childhood, and stunted growth. Most individuals do not survive past their mid-teens. Set in suburban New Jersey, around the turn of the millennium, the musical follows Kimberley as she navigates the challenges of her disease with adolescent life and a turbulent home life. Despite having the mind of a teenager, the accelerated aging forces her to confront mortality in a uniquely premature way. The heart of the story is Kimberley's struggle to carve out a meaningful existence amid family chaos. Her father, Buddy, is a habitual drinker. Her pregnant mother, Patty, is fraught with her own health anxieties. And her aunt, Deborah, con artist with dubious schemes, keeps them all on their toes. When Aunt Deborah drags Kimberley and her quirky group of friends into a questionable get-rich scam, it sparks a journey of rebellion, self-discovery, and bittersweet acceptance. Plot weaves together humour, dark comedic turns, and tender moments to highlight the urgency of seizing life even when time seems to be conspiring against you. The musical is as much a celebration of youthful defiance as a poignant exploration of the fleeting nature of time, blending elements of teen comedy, twist capers, and heartfelt drama into a narrative that challenges both its characters and the audience to rethink what it means to truly live while every moment counts. When the audience enters, the red velvet house curtain is down, with 1999 projected on it. The curtain rises to reveal an open stage, enclosed on three sides with floor-to-ceiling muted grey panels. At the back, a series of large cut-out shapes, semicircles and triangles of different heights and widths sit in the middle of large, curved, jagged shapes. Under different lighting and in different scenes, these myriad shapes become sloping hills, treed landscapes or city skylines. High on the backdrop, a 1 meter diameter circle changes colour in different scenes, reflecting moods of what's happening on stage, as well as interiors, exteriors, and in the nighttime scene, blue moon. We discover the semicircle and triangular shapes slide off to either side when transitioning to the ice rink scenes, revealing a double sliding door at the back, the entrance to the rink. On either side of the stage, on 3-meter-high, arch-shaped panels, circular motif overlaid with a chrome bar signifies we're in the ice skating rink, a reception desk on the left and cloakroom window on the right. We discover later the 2 arch-shaped panels set on mobile risers. When rolled on stage and swiveled, the reverse sides reveal Kimberley's purple bedroom on the left, the family living room on the right. A cloakroom window in the ice rink, now a window behind the couch in the Lavarko living room. This mobile swivel device It's also used in school scene transitions when two rectangular banks of student lockers in the hallway are swiveled to evoke the library, revealing two large bookcases on the other side. Another mobile set depicts the Lavarko family car. Painted a pale blue, it has a front bench seat facing us, just wide enough for three people to squeeze in side by side with a left-hand drive steering wheel. It is rolled on to centre facing us with the green landscaped background behind, as though being driven along a road. Using this double-sided swivelling set, we magically transition from one scene into the next. The different scene locations include inside and outside the ice rink, the Lavarko's cluttered living room, their kitchen, basement, and Kim's bedroom, lockers in the school hall, the school library, and the Lavarko family car. The overall colour palette leans toward muted, pastel-toned hues, punctuated with unexpected flashes of bold colour. Eclectic props, including a swear jar and family furnishings, evoke an ordinary suburban life with carefully chosen details that hint at underlying tensions and hidden family secrets. The lighting is pivotal. In the scene set within the Lavarko's home, warm, soft washes evoke an intimate and lived-in domesticity. In the school scenes, the white brightness evokes corridors and rooms lit by fluorescent tubes. Red lighting in the basement scene evokes an environment like a photographic darkroom and acts of artifice or tricks. The deep blue lighting depicts night scenes as well as coldness and the ice. Green effects on the cutouts at the back suggest a landscape of rolling hills and jagged peaks with blue sky above. Spotlights are used to accentuate the surreal quality of more intense scenes, and colour transitions mark key moments. During the rink scenes, a low thin layer of theatrical haze is used to indicate the ice. The lighting heightens the story's emotional arc and highlights the unstoppable march of time that is central to Kimberly's journey. Set in 1999, time before most kids had mobile phones, individual personalities were displayed most prominently through their fashion choices. Here, the mixed heritage cast of nine actors showcases a broad range of fashions from the era of the late 1990s. At the heart of the musical is Kimberly Lavarko, the 16-year-old grappling with a condition that forces her to age rapidly. Despite the challenges she faces, Kimberly is portrayed with a unique blend of vulnerability and defiant youth. Her look is a layered combination of striped sweater under a denim tunic, with appliqued flowers at the pockets over a pair of green flares. Her backpack is also denim with appliqued flower motifs. Sometimes she wears a plain white tee with a logo on the front, jeans, a purple parka with a fur-lined hood, or a red and pink plaid bomber jacket. Her long, dark brown hair has the beginning hints of a grey streak and is drawn back in sections with small bright clips placed in a row like a headband. A candy necklace often hangs around her neck. These pieces underscore her struggle to remain connected with a youthful spirit while being burdened by an adult appearance. She is played by an actress in her 60s. Later, when Kimberly appears dressed as a nana, she wears a short grey wig, silver clip-on earrings, a dark green cardigan over a high white-necked shirt, and a green patterned longer skirt. Her matching navy handbag is teamed with navy shoes that have little old lady heels. Supporting Kimberly is a vivid ensemble of characters. Buddy, in his 30s, is Kimberly's dad, and he drinks too much. He is tall and thin and has light brown receding hair with a scruffy beard. He is often in an open shirt, sometimes worn with a t-shirt, jeans, and a navy and teal coloured parka. He also wears a grey tracksuit and runners. Hattie, Kimberly's mum, is also in her 30s. She is also tall and very, very pregnant. The blonde hair is drawn up in a loose ponytail. She likes to wear pink velour juicy couture tracksuit with its distinctive glittery sparkles branding juicy across her butt. Her arms are encased in white splints from elbow to palms due to carpal tunnel operations on both wrists. Unable to use her hands, she is very awkward. Mostly in the home, her manner reflects the strains of their domestic life and her own personal shortcomings. Later, she wears denim dungarees over a white-sleeved shirt. She also wears a brightly patterned waterproof jacket. In the final scene, she wears a cute above-the-knee dress. Deborah is in her late 30s and stands out with her bold offbeat style. She's Kimberly's aunt. Her costume is an eclectic mix that hints at her unconventional scheming nature. She wears a striped poncho and tatty grey jeans. She carries all her worldly goods in a large drawstring garbage bag. She has dark curly hair, a round face with bright eyes, bright cheeks and a full figure. She's loud and bossy, prone to schemes and crimes. Seth is a high school student, a bit of a dork, a brainiac who loves anagrams and not the most popular kid in school. He works at the rink and plays the tuba. With dark hair and a bright smile, his gangly limbs and teenage foibles swing between quirky eccentricities, a growing confidence and teenage embarrassment. He wears t-shirts and black jeans with an open overshirt. At work, he wears a blue shirt with a logo and a peaked cap. He adds a blue parka with white collar, brightly coloured inserts under the arms and over the chest. There is a teen quartet of high school students who act in part as quasi-Greek chorus. Their outfits are playful with baggy silhouettes, fluoro accents and vibrant details that highlight the idiosyncrasies of youth. The four are an interesting group with confusing relationships as Aaron has a crush on Delia. Delia has a crush on Teresa. Teresa has a crush on Martin. Martin has a crush on Aaron. Despite the confusion in their love lives, they form a show choir, and their glamorous costumes make a sparkling addition to the finale. Boys in blue sequined bow ties and jackets over white shirts with black pants. The girls with large bouffant hairstyles in long fitted sheaths of silver sequins with thin blue shoulder straps, taped bands at the bust line and around the deep mermaid frill at their ankles. Accessory pieces reflect the earnest, sometimes clumsy search for identity, which is taken through to the interiors of their school lockers and their individual choice of backpacks. Some of the scenes occur at the rink, and at times all of the cast are on skates. The boots are white with pale blue detailing and pink or blue blades. Author and playwright David Lindsay Abeer. Music, Janine Tesori. Director, Mitchell Butel. Choreographer, Amy Campbell. Set designer, Jonathan Oxlade. Costume designer, Elsa Patterson. Lighting designer, Matt Scott. Sound designer, Andrew Poppleton. Accent coach, Jennifer Innes. Intimacy coordinator, Annabelle Matheson. Video content creator, Matt Byrne. Production manager, Gavin Norris. Stage manager, Bridget Samuel. Seth, Darcy Wayne. Teresa, Alana Innes. Aunt Deborah, Casey Donovan. Delia, Alicia Angelus. Buddy, Nathan O'Keefe. Kimberly, Marina Pryor. Martin, Marty Alex. Aaron, Jacob Rosari. Patty, Christy Whelan-Brown. Understudy, Millicent Sari. Kim Perling conducts the live seven-piece band and plays keyboard. The band is hidden from the audience's view, but the actor-singers can see Kim conducting on screens, hung on the front of the dress circle that faced the stage. Keyboard 2, Josh Van Conkellenberg. Reed 1, Damien Hearn. Reed 2, Mitch Berwick. Drums, Tom Doubler. Cello, Jackie Finley. Face, Declan Horan, Tar, Carla Venter. The audio described performances are on Monday the 14th of July at 6:30, with a touch tour commencing at 5:30 p.m. and a post-show Q&A, and on Saturday the 19th of July at 2 p.m. with a touch tour commencing at 1 p.m. The event is located at Her Majesty's Theatre, 58 Grote Street, Adelaide, South Australia, and tickets can be purchased through Ticketek. There is more access information on the website via Adelaide Festival Centre. This completes the audio description introductory notes for Kimberley Akimbo, which were produced by Jules Filkey and Kay Jamison for Access to Arts.